This is Anishinaabe Way, lives, words, and stories of Ojibwe people. Fond du Lac Anishinaabe Elder Rick Defoe attended an anti-sulfide mining rally in Duluth, Minnesota. Fond du Lac Chairwoman Karen Diver had earlier addressed the crowd, and the Little Horse Drum Group provided music for the event. Rick's daughter and two granddaughters were also there with him.
Ricky Defoe. I'm from Fond du Lac. I'm a band member of Fond du Lac, but I spent a lot of time here in Duluth, probably about 35, almost upwards of 35, closer to 40 years of my life here.
And what brought you out today?
Well, I got wind that there's these festivities, these doings are on. I'm a firm believer. Our elders always tell us to take care of, we're supposed to be caretakers and watchers of not only the animals and all the four-leggeds and the flyers and the swimmers and the crawlers, but also the lakes and the streams and such. And we know that water is the essence of life. And we know we love and cherish our women. The women carry that water and they do those ceremonies and things that we have a connection to Mother Earth, and so it's inherent of who we are as a people, as Ojibwe people, Anishinaabe, to come together in this fight to preserve what's so precious to us, life.
And have you been active in mining issues around the lake before, or is this a new thing for you?
No, it's nothing new to me or my family. Anything that comes from the barrels that they dumped in here to the taconite that's been spilled into this lake, the stories that go along with it passed on generation to generation, also the fight with that's in front of us now, because we understand that the corporations, they have their foundations that fund these think tanks that formulate policies that are favorable to business, and then they have their corporate attorneys that draft the legislation from them, policies. They also have your political action committees that fund these politicians. You have also your lobbyists who ensure that these politicians stay bought. And it even comes to the point where you have these corporate executives appointed to these federal agencies to oversee or dismantle these laws that are unfavorable to business. We know this in the Anishinaabe country. We know this in my family, the Defoe family. So we stand together in our pursuit for what we've been told from our elders is to take care of and watch over this land that we're all a part of.
Chairwoman Diver was here and she addressed the crowd, and she talked about the role that tribes play in protecting our waters in Lake Superior in particular.
Well, critically, you know, what was said was that tribes have inherent rights as a nation relationship with the United States, and those things are not given there. We've retained those rights. We inherit those rights from the beginning of our time. And the key to it is understanding that and standing with us as a nation. As an Anishinaabe nation here, that's key to fighting and winning this role against corporate power and capitalism, is that to recognize that the sovereignty is there, self-determination is what it's all about, and when you stand with us as a people and protect the sovereignty, the self-determination, then we can win those things in those fights against corporate America.
And you brought some little ones with you today.
I brought my granddaughters, Nuji Shenyuk, Shania Cherie, and Angelina Darlene. Shania's 10 and Angelina's 6. Their mother, Sheena Cherie, and they're enrolled in Grand Portage. I think it's important to bring the little ones into the mix of things and to see the beauty of people coming together for the common cause of life in the future. And here's my daughter over here now. I think it's good, so it's generational, and they have to understand, and they have to have them stories that said, I was standing with my grandfather at these moments when we continue to do this thing. It's a generational thing. In Ojibwe, we say, we do kudadiwogin, that means that we help one another. We do kudadiwogin, you and Nishinabeg, and get the sa niji bimatasik, especially our fellow human beings and the natives, we come together in this way, in a good way.
And the eagles came today.
Misago and Gil Nish Megasi Wak Gashi Bimsewate Magichi Gishi Kung. Misago and Gil Nunde Wabamad Anishinabe Niji Bimatisiko Mayachik. So those eagles came and they seen us here together, come together in this way, and that a native people recognized that there was time that they were looking for our prayers. So we as Anishinaabe, and I took my tobacco, offered up my prayers, and put it out in these Nupaming in the woods here next to a tree. So we offer up our prayers at that time. They carry our prayers to the Most High, Gishe Manito, our loving creator. So these are things that we have to do, and we recognize as a people, as a spiritual people, we have that connection. And much of mainstream America doesn't have that spiritual connection that we do as Anishinaabe people. So instead of materialism, we base everything in spirituality and stuff, and that's a difference. It's a beautiful moment.
This is Anishinaabe Way, Lives, Words, and Stories of Ojibwe People, a series produced by Stacey Droulard with music by Keith Sekola. Funding for the series comes from the Minnesota Legacy Fund and WTIP Community Radio.